Blog Talk Radio.
Hey. 1, 2, 1, 2.
You're listening to the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Kim, providing you with that gleam of hope. Glory International Voices of Hope. I guess this is our time to bring you a gleam of hope. I am so excited to be home and still bringing you a gleam of hope. I am dedicating this show to someone dear, to both of us, Radio Angel, Kenneth Sutters, and myself. Ain't mad to you. I know y'all heard about Auntie Brenda. We always talk about Auntie Brenda, but today she's at the hospital, and we just want to just dedicate this show to her. Amen. So we pray that Auntie gets better. We know she's going to get better because we believe in God, and we know God is a total healer. He does miraculous things. Amen. I just think she can have rest on. Amen. So we're going to go hop over to Ivan Einstein Hospital later on. But y'all keep us all in prayer and just have some fun this morning. I'm home chilling with the kids and kids home too. So I thank God that she's going to get our rest. So guess what? We are here for you. So with that being said, good morning. Voice of Hope family and friends. I am so excited that you are joining us again for another gleam of hope that you can get every Saturday morning right here with your loved ones. I don't know who's going to fry up some bacon, some sausages, stick the biscuits in the oven, stir up some eggs. So guess what? That ain't happening here this morning. We had some oatmeal, rather the kids did, I didn't. But that's okay. I'll get something later. If y'all want to bring me something, let me know. Just hit us up, 347-857-1295. I'll let you know where I live at so I can get me some good home-cooked meal. I love you, family. Last week, we had two dynamic guests who kicked off our annual back-to-school celebration for our children. Our first one is our Ask Me Kimani. She is our youth leader here for our young people. So she's the voice here now for our ministry and the radio show. So I'm excited about that. Her name is Kimani Nash. And then we had her mentor from Year Up, Iona Lewis, who poured into us and just shared some awesome just adjusting to a new environment for our children who are going back to school, some who are just entering school for the very first time. So we have some awesome stuff, and Kimani wrote an awesome blog that we'll talk about later on in her section this morning. But if you missed any parts of the show and you want to share with a loved one, I do encourage you to check out our website at www.themorningglory.org and look up Adjusting to a New Environment. Well, let us know what you think about it, and we will definitely let Kimani know what you think about her latest blog, which is A Journey to a New Life, and we will definitely talk about that again later on in the show. Today, we have another awesome Gleam of Hope topic for you, developing good study habits. Family and friends, let's think about some of our own study habits that we want or still have to help our children out this year. That's so important to share. You know, I always tell my clients, in order to keep something, you got to give it away. And what I mean by that, as you give it away, as you tell, as you show, it really keeps it in the forefront. It keeps you focused. It keeps you engaged. It keeps you motivated. It helps that memory, you know, for some of us that are getting older. It helps our memory. So give it away. Share it with your children. Share it with those around you. So your children can pass it on, and let's just spread the good tools that we can incorporate so they can have a successful school year. I'm claiming it for our children. I hope you are too. Today, I'm going to be sharing some things that I've learned in elementary school that I still incorporate in my study habits today. I'm currently attending Inspired Word Bible College School of Ministry and Leadership under the tutelage of my pastor, Dr. Thomas S. Cooper from Kingdom Life Temple. This semester, I'm taking two classes. Yeah, pray for me. Pray for Minister Kim. I'm taking two classes. The first one is the Theology of Prayer and the Study of the Holy Spirit. I have term papers. I have midterms. I have quizzes. I have finals. And guess what? I'm going to do it because I believe that God has placed this assignment in my life so that I can have a closer walk with God and understanding the power of prayer. I love to pray. As all y'all know, we have two prayer lines here in our ministry. So this is going to help us out. So if you've missed any of our prayer calls, Breakfast for Your Soul, Prayer Moms, I'll tell you, you need to get to our website and get the information so you can definitely tune in and be a part. But this information that I'm going to share that I incorporate, you can really use it even with the pre-Ks because I have a four-year-old granddaughter, and I'm starting to give her one of my tips, and I'm incorporating that. Even this morning, she got up and said, "Hey, Nana, I wish Mommy was here because I'm ready to do my homework." And I'm like, wow, it's like 7:45 in the morning, and she's talking about homework. That's great, and I commended her. That's the word. I commended her. I cheered her on because I want to keep her in that enthusiasm. I want her to be motivated to get up regardless if it's a day off from school, a Saturday, a Sunday, a holiday from school. It's never a holiday in your home. It's never a holiday when it comes to studying and gleaning to want more. So I pray that all of our children will not just do a Monday through Friday, that even on the weekend that they take time to study. Encourage them to study. Make it fun. Make it fun this year. So we got some good stuff. Again, our topic today is developing good study habits. Family and friends, let's get ready to have a gleam of hope with Radio Angel taking us higher. I'll be back. Whoa, whoa.
Overnight, you do understand that. This is something that we need to inform
to our children. You're not going to get every subject just like that, like a snap of a finger. Sometimes it takes time. Sometimes you have to spend more time on one subject than the other, but that doesn't make you less than. It just makes you what? You're special. So you have to do special things because you're unique in your own way. So the end result is to get the correct answer, to make sure that you understand what you're doing so that you can pass it on to someone else. I'll share this with you. The other day we were in the car, Cheyenne and I, and we were traveling too, and she was studying because she had her first spelling test. And she said, you know, Kimmy, you know, this really works for me. You know, I gave her index cards, and, you know, it's all cute these days, the index cards, and it's like a little binder to keep everything organized. And she was studying. She's like, you know, like Anna Smith, and she began to name some of these sports men. And she was like, well, you know, Michael Jordan, he would go outside and dribble a ball for hours and look where he, you know, what he became. And I was like, exactly. So if you put extra time in and extra effort in, you can be great at what you want to accomplish. And she's like, yeah, so let me go back and study. And it was just kiki, but it was cute that she is relating and she's articulating. She understands the importance of having good study habits. You've got to develop them, and that's what we're going to do. So let me share one of my tools that I've incorporated. And I said I'm in Bible school with Dr. Thomas Escuba. Shout out to my great leader, Pastor Dr. Thomas Cooper from Kingdom Life Temple, and alongside with him, our first lady, Lynette Cooper. I love my family. Love you, church. Okay, so in elementary school, I learned how to create my own flashcards. Y'all remember those things? I do. And I would put a word, a letter, whatever I was doing, a phrase, whatever I was doing, I would jot it down. And every night, I would read it before I go to bed. That would be my normal routine. I would do this, right? And I find this tool very helpful now in my studies. Like, you know, Tuesday was the first day of class, and I came home. I write my notes, and I came home, and I typed them up, and then now I have my index card. So whether I'm home, whether I have my notebook or not, I still have access to my lessons because I need to continue to practice, remember all of the stuff that I'm learning. Remember, I had two glasses. Then I got to come home and help Cheyenne. But that's another story. She's been doing great. So kudos to Cheyenne. And to your children who are doing awesome the first couple of weeks, or those who have been in school a month now, congratulations. I'm so happy. Keep up the awesome work that you're doing. So let's think about incorporating flashcards. You know, it could be very creative. You can make them fun because studying should be fun. You know, it should not be seen as a punishment. You know, it should be fun because that's how our children will thrive. That's how the information will be sustained. And so let's work on that. Today, actually, I use color index cards, and I write a word, a scripture, important passage down from the Bible. So I'm constantly using these index cards, and I'm very grateful that they're colorful now. They come in little binders. They come in little case holders that you can travel with them. So whether you're on the road with your children, whether you're at a meeting and they have to come with you, you don't want them to take out these big old notebooks or big old, you know, books from school, textbooks, guess what? They can break out these little index cards, and the information is there and it's very helpful. So that's just one of my tips. I believe it works. So try it and let us know how it works for you. When we come back, we're going to have some other things that we want to talk about. And Radio Angel is going to join us when we come back and share some stuff with us as well, and you too. So we'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. Again, this is your host today, Minister Kim, family and friends, developing.
Come on. Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good because it ain't over. Right before I die, I gotta
get out my dream so I can be with you. For me, not just for me, but so they can see.
Right before I die, gotta
love my enemies. Ooh. Forgive the past and set them free, so I can breathe, free of the things that I repressing. God has for me, He is for me, not just for you. Ow. I had to learn what I've been through. I can't go through that way again. Be hurt by you that way again. It's not the end.
No.
I used to be afraid to die.
before I die, gotta
Franklin. Ah, right now, right now, right now. We getting ready. We getting ready to pour into our children like never before. I believe if you show your children love consistently and give them an environment that's conducive for learning, that they will grasp the information that they receive not only in school, but the information that you give them, that you will work together with their teachers. Amen. And if you're not a part of the PTA, I encourage you to join the PTA because that gets you inside and get involved and you know more upfront what's going on in the school, who is your children's friends, and what's going on so that you can better help your children. It's good to get it from firsthand. So hopefully the flashcards, the index cards that I just mentioned before we went to commercial break will be helpful. And again, you know, just send us an email at hope@themorningglory.org and to share how this tool has benefited you or your children. That's important. Another thing that I want to note here is that it might seem old school, but it engages the memory. You know, I talked about the memory and, you know, keeping it fresh in the mind, but I'm just letting you know, some old stuff that we used to incorporate, it does work because it engages. It keeps the memory alert. It keeps it on its toes, amen, and the information will be filtered in and they'll know it. You know, I always tell Cheyenne, don't try to memorize everything. Know what you're talking about. Knowing what you're doing is important because it has a lasting effect. Whether you handwrite or type them out, it's important to do it. So when you're taking notes, when you're writing on your flashcards, doing your index cards, make sure that it's legible. That's important. That is key. Grammar is key. Because I can't, that's scribble, scribble, scribble. If you write in, it becomes very frustrating. You don't understand it, and guess what? You're going to give up. We're going to throw up our hands. And we ain't throwing up our hands. Only how we throw up our hands is we surrender to God. But we want our children to really take their time. Grammar's key. Make sure that they write. Make sure they understand what they're writing. And then they can regurgitate what they're saying. So that's just good, you know, stuff that we have to do. We want to bring in our radio angel. I got her good last week. Oh, my God. I want to thank each and every one. All her friends, her family, her partners, you know, like Kimberly and VK from IME Radio. Just the beauties, you know, Stephanie, all PIP, Women Rock, y'all came by. And just so many people just poured into her and let her know that she's loved. And she is loved. She's kind. She's sweet. She's accountable. She's the bomb. That's my bestie. So I'm going to always talk about good things about her no matter what because she is good. You know, I can say that honestly because she has a good spirit, amen, a kind, sweet, loving, noble spirit. So I want to thank you so much for helping me surprising her. But I must share before she come on. She got me good. Yeah, I know she's chuckling over there. I know she's happy. She's home chilling. But let me tell you what happened. So after the show, you know, we're listening to Man Talk 101 right after that. So, you know, after you leave here, you got to tune in to Man Talk on IME Radio at 11 o'clock with Inspirational Beauty, Kimberly Arrington, and VK Harris. They have some good stuff that they talk about, but we got a clip here that they're going to talk about in our relationship one-on-one later on in the show. But so, you know, she was like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm chilling. I don't feel like going out today. I'm just giving her this long, sob story. She's like, okay, I'm just going to drop off, you know, auntie at dialysis, and I'm going to have, we have a driver, y'all. Thank God. Shout out to Tony, our driver. So sufficient. Oh, I love it. So he was going to pick her up, you know, head her out to her favorite restaurant, which is Sammy's or Cidialis. So if you ever want to give Kim a gift, give her a gift card to Sammy, to the island. She will love you for her crab legs. So she didn't know that I had reached out to our driver, Tony. We had set it up. So everything was in motion. I was just so excited. Her favorite cake, she loves the Valencia cake. It was good with the pineapple. She loved it. Okay, so we go get the cake, everything. Now, while we talking on the phone, we getting ready. You know, I got the timing down frame, Pat. Tony calls and says, hey, she's there. She's ready. I said, okay, well, I'm right around the corner. Let me just give her some time because she don't wonder how you got there. So normally when our driver pulls up, he'll call and say, I'm right outside. He's always there before time, okay, which is awesome. I love his excellent service. So, and I have my white dress. She calls my white Infinity. I have an X, was it, whatever. I don't even know. I got an Infinity, y'all. Had it over a year. That was my birthday gift last year to myself. But I had my baby out, and she's looking. So I'm trying to, before she comes out, I'm like, okay, like, I'm going to hide myself because they got kind of windows. I want to really be surprised. So I was gonna videotape her. That was my plan. But that didn't happen because God knows. So make a long story short, she comes out, and she's looking for Tony. I see her, you know, turn the sideways. And I'm like, hi, I'm Tony, yo. She just fell out. She was super, super excited. She got the car. She was excited. Drove her to City Island. We're eating. We're having a good time. She's loving her food. I know y'all saw some of the pictures up that we had. Like our page. If you didn't, you got to like our page on Facebook, which is The Morning Glory, IBO Hope. All right. So, Kim, Radio Angel, let me tell you what she did to me. All right? Y'all ready for this one? So the bill comes, and I see our waiter coming. He has two bills. And I'm going to give y'all a short version. So I see this bill, and it's way less than what we wanted. I'm like, okay, Kim, let's go, Kim. Let's get up out of here because God has just really blessed us. Let me tell you what she did. She got me good. She paid the bill. On her birthday, she treated me to dinner, me and Cheyenne. So that's the type of heart that she had. But this is the type of stuff that we do. But, yeah, she got me good. So I thought I had a... this year, but we gotta do something better next year, y'all, because she can't go out like that. So we gonna be challenging each other throughout the year, y'all. You never know. So listen to the radio, we'll play what we're doing with each other, and it's all about loving one another and pouring into each other. But you got me good, Kim. I laughed so hard. I had a great time on your birthday. Thank you. Allow me to celebrate your birthday with you, girl. What are you doing?
That's right. I was like, I was so, guys, y'all don't understand. I was so shocked. Like, she come busting out, and you see how little she is, right? She come busting out. I'm like, where is Tony at? She come busting out with a big old PIP shirt on, Valencia cake in her hands. Happy birthday! I was like, oh my goodness, OMG, what's up for Sheezy? I said, wait a second, where's Tony? Like, I'm still stuck on stupid. Where's Tony?
Where's Tony?
Tony's not coming.
Nope. I'm Tony for the day.
Oh, my goodness. We had such a good time. But so, what's so interesting is that Cheyenne caught the whole, like, she knew what was going on.
Yeah, she did. And didn't say nothing. Like, she was on your side.
Nah, she was chilling. She was chilling, keeping the secret to the secret to the secret.
Oh, my gosh. Like, really?
It was a great day. I just want to thank everybody who called in, you know, because it was just like, I had like major surprise. I had major surprise. Darlene Anderson from Utopia. I had like, what is that? What? Stephanie, Gigi. I was just like, I had so many surprises. Myra, the beauties. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my
right.
goodness. Treacy.
Oh, my God. And Treacy
called.
Being in the hospital.
And,
oh, my God. That touched me. Oh, that took us to another level. Woo!
I was just like, I was talking to Treacy offline, and I had said to her, I said, you know how Kim gets it? I was like, oh, you don't know Kim. I said, you know Minister Kim will shut it. She don't care where she at, what she doing, she shut it down. Jesus, where you at? Because I'm on the main line. And that's exactly what she did on the show. So
yeah.
She does what she does. So she does what she does. So I just want to thank everybody for calling in and giving me shout-outs on Facebook, giving me shout-outs here on the radio show. And also, I just want to big up, my lovely Minister Kim E. Underwood. You are thebomb.com.org.net.orby.tv.usa.uk.
You are so funny.
You are the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb. And I was really clueless. I was so clueless. I think that's what pissed me off the most is that I was clueless. I didn't have a clue. That's what I was like, oh, I'm going to get her back. She don't know. Bam!
Yeah, you did get me back. You got me cut. I think I did. I text Myra, and I was like, oh, Myra Fry, that's my girl from Texas. I was just sharing with her the awesome day that I was having with you. And I was like, yo, she got me, Myra. She got me. She gonna pay for her own birthday dinner. But it was great. The food was great. The company was great. But I got you. I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you. I'm thinking for real, real good. I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you. I'm going to videotape this time. What?
You know what? Remember last year on my birthday?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was fun.
And I
that
gave, what you call it, I had the event last year on my birthday, and I had asked everybody to donate. And I had, you know, I donated money as well to the two young PIPs who are in college. One is a sophomore now. Big up, big up. And the other one is a junior. I'm about to say a senior. I was like, what goes before a junior? What goes before a senior? And she's a senior. I don't know. I think I'm going to do that every year. I think every year on my birthday, I'm going to give somebody something. So last year,
me
and the PIP together gave to the junior PIPs. This year, I gave to Minister Kim E. Underwood in the baby shot. Well, she ain't no baby. She a young lady now, but I don't want to go anymore. I want to talk about the tips for the kids so we can go forward.
Yes. Awesome,
I know you
awesome
wanted me to
tip.
Share this tip that I learned when I was growing up, and I'm going to actually share two of them. You know, when you're growing up, when you grow up, you know, as you're going through school, they give you all these different methods of learning how to remember stuff. And stuff that you really actually need. So one day we were all hanging out, and I was showing Cheyenne and Elisha, who's my godson. I was trying to get them to remember what months had 30 days and which months had 31 days. So when I was in school, I learned this thing where you put your hand up, put your hand in front of you, you touch your first thumb. The thumb is January. So everything that's on the top means that you have 31 days. So January is the thumb, and then you go down into the scoop of your hand, and that is February. February has 28 days, depending on what year it is. Then you go up to the index finger, and the next month is March, which is 31 days. Then you go down the scoop, which is April, which is 30, up your finger, to the middle finger, which is May, 31 days. Down in the scoop, we go to June, which is 30 days. And then we come up to July. Now, this is the funny, funny, funny thing. What happens is you skip the valley, the little scoop. You go from the ring finger to the pinky finger because there's 31 days in the month of July as well as August, which I wonder why is that the case. But now after you go to your thumb, you have this empty space between both hands. That's September. And that is 30 days. And then you go to the other pinky, that's October, 31 days. And down the scoop, that's November, 30 days. Up your finger, which is now the ring finger, which is December, which is now, oh, wait a minute, November. Oh, wait a minute. Yes, the scoop was November, and the top of the finger was December 31st. So that's a way that I remember my months. But now I'm kind of – now I actually remember them off heart, but that's how I used to do it. But there's another thing. I don't know if you got this when you were growing up, Minister Kim. There was this thing. I was trying to teach Gabrielle this. I was like, you know, when two vowels go walking, the first one does the talking. Have you ever heard of little things like that? So what happens is in the word read, as an example, you have R-E-A-D, read. Two vowels, the E. You know, he's talking to his homegirl, A. They chat, do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And then all of a sudden, A stops talking, and E does all the talking. So when you listen to the word read, you hear the E, but you don't hear the A because she's silent. So when two vowels go walking, do-do-do-do-do-do-do, the second one does. The first one does all the talking. So that's like lead. You hear the E, but you don't hear the A. So that was one of the techniques that I remembered. And, well, the calendar one is for everybody. But the vowel, two of them go walking, the first one does the talking, that's for everybody who has those children that are just learning, starting to learn how to read, the kindergartners, the preschoolers, and the first graders. And I had to say it in that range because the young lady, you know, Gabrielle, she was in kindergarten reading on second grade level. That just blew my mind. Look, you know, so I had to, like, kind of expand that out because I can't just say, you know, the kindergartners because the pre-Ks are learning how to read just as much. I mean, like, wow, she was just like a kindergarten. Well, she was reading before she even got to kindergarten. So by the time she got to kindergarten, oh, she frustrated me, Minister Kim, because she asked me for books for her birthday. What 6-year-old asks for books for her birthday? She asked for books for her birthday, and I gave them to her, and she ran right through the book. I was like, oh, no, I'm going to fit you this summer. So I went out, and I bought her a different level of reading books. And that's the other thing. Don't give your children the level that they're on. That's the one thing. Don't give them books that are on the level that they're on. Remember the last summer when we had the kids reading Cheyenne and Elisha? We had them reading John Maxwell.
John Maxwell is
not fourth grade reading. It's not third grade reading. Wait a minute. What grade they was in? Oh, I don't know where they were.
No, they were in fifth grade.
They were fifth grade. Yeah. Fourth or fifth grade. So that's not that level reading. And I remember Elisha's mom saying to me, Kim, he's supposed to read things on his level. I said, on his grade level. I said, I don't have anything in my house that's on his grade level because, first of all, I don't have nobody in my house that's that young. Like, Gabrielle is here, but, you know, she's little. She's not big like he is.
Little.
So I don't have it. I don't know. I don't even know what it looks like to read on fifth grade level. I don't even know what that looks like. But I felt that John Maxwell was a good book for them to read. I mean, this summer he was reading two books. He was reading two financial books, and he was reading the Bible. And that's the other thing, guys. Get your children accustomed to reading books that has to do with the real world, teaching them how to deal with money. Because the bottom line is this, in the minority communities, we don't have that conversation about money. We just don't. You know, we just grow up and we pick up these habits, bad habits from our own parents. I'm going to be real right here. I'm American Express girl all day, every day. But what ended up happening was because I didn't really get the proper training, my aunt got her American Express card taken away from her, and so did I, because I didn't know how to deal with it. So I thank God for second chances. Amen. Praise the Lord. No singing.
They know I can
let
sing.
The singers sing, the ministers minister, the dancers, and the rest of us sit down. You know how you did that.
Yes, I do. Well, I hope these tips that you gave will really encourage parents out there to grab a hold of them and incorporate that, especially with the little toddlers. So we have something for everyone. You know, we just start talking about the elementary, the junior high school, and, you know, grad school, but we're talking about even those pre-K. So thank God for universal pre-K. Thank God for universal. I got to say that. Because oftentimes it takes so long for our children to get adjusted being in school. So they usually wait, you know, back then I think you had to be in kindergarten. Now they got pre-K, and Lowen is 4, and she got homework already. She's learning her letter D. So I'm going to ask her later. I'm going to see if I can get her on so y'all can hear my little princess. She's going to be able to tell you what starts with the letter D. And it's great. You know, the first 2 days she was whining, but yesterday she said, no, Nana, I did really good. I gave my mommy a hug and I told her bye-bye. So in the third day, she started up yet. So I'm happy because, you know, I have my own separation issues. If I drop her off at school, she's crying. You know, 1 year, they was like, miss, please. She's going to be okay. I was like, but she's crying. They're like, well, why are you crying? Because she's crying. Oh, yeah, help me. But I love being a grandparent. Amen. I have Layla. Oh, my little baby. Miss my baby. Shout out to Layla Burrell. I love you. Punkin' all the way in North Carolina. I love you so, so much. Well, let's get back. Today, if you're just tuning in, this is your girl just having an awesome time at home, not in the studio. We are at home chilling. I'm chilling with the kids on this side, and Kim is chilling on her side. We dedicated this show today to our auntie Brenda, who's in Iverstein Hospital here in the Bronx. But guess what? We know God is a healer. And we believe totally. Amen. We believe this is just, she's just resting right now, but she knows she's good. You know, we'll check on her later. She'll shout you out later. But in the meantime, we are talking about providing our children good study habits. It's so important that we develop that. We talked about flashcards. We talked about index cards. Kim gave us a good tip for our young people to learn, you know, little ones, little babies, about the month, how many days is in the month. That's important, as well as the E and the A, you know, when they conversate and how the A is silent. So just good stuff. So if you have any tools or tips that you have been incorporating or now starting to incorporate because you've been doing your research, or maybe you had some time with some of the moms and you started incorporating, you see a difference in your children's study habits, call us up at 347-857-1295. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope with Minister Kim, family, and friends.
An olive has to go through 3 stages for its oil to run. It has to go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. And just like the olive, some of you may have felt like you go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. You went through all of that for your oil to flow. Now your greater is coming. If it had not been for the shaking, I never would have been ready for the making. No. For the beating, I would have never knew how anointed I would be. Oh yeah. If it had not been for the pressing, I wouldn't be able to walk into my destiny. He's preparing me, preparing me, preparing me for greater.
Communities and our children's schools. I feel that God is up to something and He's doing it right now. Because as we pour into them, I believe that their minds are going to be illuminated. They're going to be a sponge this year, and they're going to be able to absorb all of the information that's necessary and needed for their life, not just to just get out of that grade, just not to get promoted and go on to another school, but just to soar in life, to be successful in whatever career that they choose to go into. So I feel it. And I believe it. And this is what we have to share with our children. So this is what we're going to be doing. For the first 30 days here in our ministry, what we're going to be doing is doing back-to-school affirmations. If you're part of our fan page on Facebook, which is the Morning Glory IV or Hope Daily, a back-to-school affirmation, I want to encourage you to say this affirmation to your children. And if you come up with one, email us, you know, or call us up on Saturday and say, hey, you know what, I got a back-to-school affirmation I want to share. And we will definitely type it up and put it out there because we want to let our children know, number one, that we love them and that we support what they're doing. And we believe in them. We believe in them because between leaving home and getting to that schoolhouse, we don't know what they might be encountering. But I do know that words are powerful, so we want to speak life into them. And whatever fruit that we plant, guess what? We will see the harvest. If it's an apple seed, that's what we're going to get. We're going to get the apples, and we want that because they're sweet. Ah, I love that. Woo! Our children are sweet. They deserve the best. And guess what? God has opened up an avenue for them to get everything that they desire. So I'm glad that you're here with us this morning as we're talking about developing good study habits for our children. I'll reiterate again, if you tuned in, you can always iCloud our show later on by going to our website, www.themorningglory.org. Or, you know what, check us out by just staying a little longer. And I might reiterate what I said earlier. I want to share this book over the summer. Kim was sharing this earlier in reference to her godson and my cousin Cheyenne reading, and this is what we do. But at Family School 32, they leave in June with homework assignments. She gets a package, and she has to do her reading. And this is one good author, I believe, is just awesome. And Radio Angel mentioned that make sure that the books that our children are reading is reality. Stuff that they're dealing with, and make sure that it's not always on their level. Meet their level and then challenge it and go up, okay? Because we want them to feel confident. We want them to feel that they can do this. So sometimes if you see a child struggling, then, okay, get them to that level where they feel confident, then increase, you know, give them a harder book and know, and let them know, hey, you're doing better. Challenge them so they can begin to challenge themselves so they don't stay mediocre. We don't do mediocre. We don't do that here. And now we do excellent. We do acceleration because we do the best. And that, so it's the Lemonade War series, and it's by Jacqueline Davis. And this is really is entertaining. It's a good read for all our young people. But it's real life stories where Cheyenne is able to articulate and make the connection. And then we have a discussion. So, you know, when our children get older, they have these debates going on. You know, she's in the fifth grade now. So I want her to know the pros and cons of stuff and make good choices. Anytime I'm having a conversation with her or with any child, I'm always given the pros and cons, but also incorporated, everything you do is about making the right choice, because the choice that you make can either propel your life or hinder it. So this is something that you have to take serious. So that's a series that maybe you want to, you know, share. This Lemonade War story is really about two siblings. They were they had a challenge about who had the best lemonade stand, and they made some money. So this is also a great business tool for all of our young entrepreneurs so that they can get some change in their pocket and do some wonderful stuff. So that's some great tips I just wanted to share. I know Radio Angel had another tip with us, but I want to open up the line. If you are here with us this morning and you heard our topic, which is developing good study habits for our children, and you have some good habits that you have been incorporating, you can definitely just press our favorite button, which is number one, and we'll join you into the call. But in the meantime, I want to take a commercial break, and when I come back, we'll have more developing healthy, good, study habits for our children right here on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. We'll be back.
To somebody right now who's been gone away for a long time. You don't have to run no more.
Come on home.
You can come back home.
Sharing some of our tips with you today to encourage you to empower your children to have good study habits. It is required. It is a must. And I challenge you to get involved with your children, no matter what age they are. Oftentimes when our children begin to go to junior high school and high school, we feel that they have some independency, which they do, but they don't need us as more. Yes, they do, because they're in an adjustment. They're in a new environment. They're in a new development stage, physically, mentally, socially, spiritually. Every factor that I just mentioned needs to be noted in their life. So don't just take a back seat and say, I can rest, I can let my head down. No, this is when we need to be more involved with our children, because now with their independency, they might be leaving school, they go to school by themselves independently, and you don't know who they're engaging in, what conversations that getting into their ear gates, who is the influence in their life. So we have to incorporate our presence and also some good study habits. Don't wait until you get that first report card and see the grade slipping. Start now. This is what, for New York, the first real week that they're back in school, throughout, southern states and our West Coast, we know that they've been back since early in August, but you can still get on top of it right now. Let's not wait until something happens. Let's begin to pour into them now. It's so important. The flashcards, the index cards, using your fingers, as Kim was saying with the pre-Ks, teaching them the year, the calendar, the month, and how many days in a month versus another month, teaching them their vowel sounds. These things are important. Reading with your children is important. Radio Angel has another tip concerning that, but I mentioned, author book that Cheyenne read over the summer, and it's a series. It's called The Lemonade War by Jacqueline Davis, and this was a great entrepreneur book, and it talked about how to be creative and earn some money over the summer. These siblings competed with one another to see who would sell the best lemonade and the most and what they was going to do with their money. So just stuff like that is important, and then have a dialogue, have a conversation, make it real to them, because this is real life. You know, this is real life stories that I've introduce her so she can be aware of what's going on in life and prepare her for greatness in life. So, Radio Angel, you had something that you also wanted to share, another good development study habit concerning reading. You'd like to share now with us?
I think what really works well, and this is from my own experience with my godson, is when I take the time out to read with him. So I remember the one summer, well, I did this summer, but where all of us would read. So Cheyenne would take a page, Elisha would take a page, I would take a page, you would take a page, Minister Kim. And we then begin to engage in conversation about what's going on with the book. I think that when you take the time out to actually read with them, I know that during the week it's kind of hard. You know, you hustling and bustling. I mean, Jesus, do I know how that feels.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, with my godson over the summer. But when it was time for me to give him those lessons, like this summer was all about teaching him about money and how money works and the institutes and the ways of how to make money, passive income. So we sat down and I read a page, he read a page. You know, at one point he was reading a paragraph, I was reading a paragraph. This gives you bonding time as well. It gives you that bonding time with each other. And, hey, they get to learn something brand new. So that was my tip right there.
Yes, awesome. Thank you so much for sharing. And I, you know what, Radio Angel, I really enjoy that. When Shai and I have this bonded time when we're reading, whether in the car traveling to school or coming back, you know, or just sitting at home one evening and she's, you know, she has a book and she engages me to get involved and I'll read, she'll read. And it's awesome. It's really awesome. We have this open dialogue. And I really get to know where she's at and if she's really understanding, amen, the author, the story that's taking place, the characters, how to identify with them. So it's really great. So hopefully this is helping you out. You know, I told you, always come in with a pad and pen, write these things down. Nobody calling me up to bring me no breakfast today, Kim. I don't understand that, though. They're not open for that? I'm feeling like an aha.
Okay, maybe it's commercial break time. I think I hear a knock on the door. I think it's a commercial break time.
All right, so go to commercial break. We come back. Valerie Burrell has something to share with you. My granddaughter, pre-K, has something that she wants to share for all of our pre-K children out there. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope with Minister Kim, family, and friends. Don't turn that dial. We'll be back.
Ladies, would you like to feel more confident, more empowered, all while simply being yourself? I can tell you firsthand that there is nothing more beautiful than a woman knowing exactly who she is. You're special, unique, and you have gifts and talents that make you an individual. Hi, my name is Kimberly Arrington, and I am the creator of I Am Me University, a unique online community of amazing women around the world, all committed to shine. We're just like you. I'm just like you, and it's time to be amazing, to stop being afraid, to live the life that you know you deserve. I'm so honored and blessed to be a woman, and you should be too. You have more in you than you realize, so won't you join us and get ready to be your best self? You can join us at www.imeuniversity.com, and let's let the world know that we are here.
That is my girl. That is Inspiration Beauty, Kimberly Arrington. Check her out on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Right here on Blog Talk Radio. She has an awesome, awesome show, and you will be surprised, amazed. It is like theater. It is theater radio, and it's really awesome. So please check out, let her know that you've heard about IME Radio right here on the Morning Glory International with Hope. Are y'all ready for Valen? Let me go get her. Valen! Oh, she said she's coming. She's like, I'm coming. Hey, come here. Come here, sunshine, my butterfly. Right, so tell all our listeners out there how you learned one letter yesterday, and you have...
I learned D.
Was it B or D?
D.
D. And what words go with D?
Dolphin.
What else?
Gas.
What else?
Doll.
Any more?
Daddy.
Wow. Say hi.
Hi.
Have a good day.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was my baby. Woo! Did y'all hear her? Radio, did you hear Malin? Okay. Did y'all get to hear my baby today? I hope you did. Cause she
of
is the
course
bomb.
We did.
She is the bomb.com. That's
the,
my booby.
The
she
best
like,
word for last, daddy.
Oh, yeah, you know, she's a daddy fan. She's a daddy fan.
She left the best word for last, daddy.
Yeah.
And the funny thing about it is that I really couldn't hear all the words that she was saying, but I heard daddy real loud. Daddy! That's so funny.
Yes, yes. So that's Valerie Farrell. That is my sunshine, my butterfly, one of my everythings. And she's pre-K. She's in Universal Pre-K School at Little Scholars here in the Bronx. So it's an awesome thing that her parents got her in school and she's getting engaged. And she was there last year as well. So they were like, yeah, we'd love to have her back. So that's a good thing. That's a good thing when they want your children back. And that's what we want. We want our children to know that they are loved and that they are welcome in the environments that they go into each and every week. We want them to know that even when we have that little space, that separation, that we are still with them, that our voice should be right there in the focal point that they know that we are cheering them on. And we do believe in their success this year. So let's continue to talk about some good, healthy habits here on our radio station today, the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. And I want you to be able to call in if you can and share with us what you are doing. And then immediately after that, we definitely going to go into the hood real soon. We're going to go right into the hood. There's some awesome stuff that's going on in our community. But this is something that I really want to share with you guys that I believe is really health planning study time in an environment that's conducive for learning. That is so important. That your child has a set time that they study, that whether it's a desk, whether it's in their room, you know, but make sure wherever they at that they don't have things that is distracting, that they know that this is the station that has been designed for them to study. Make sure that whatever they need, whether it's the thesaurus, you know, their dictionary, a computer to do research online, you know, a lamp so they can have good lighting. All these things are important to adapt so that they can have good study habits. You know, the worst thing that we can do is create an environment that's hostile, that is not receptive, that frustrates our children, and they don't want to do the homework. They don't want to go the extra mile and study for additional 30 minutes per day, so that the information that they obtain will maintain and they can do well when it comes to that exam, whether it's a quiz, a midterm. You know how, you know, kids do it. I don't know, but they do it. But I know I can't just study the night before. That doesn't work for me. But you also have to know your children. And some children, that last minute, that buildup of that anxiety, it gets them through. I can't say it's healthy. It's not. But if that works for them, hey, we just want to make sure that they're doing well. That's the key today, that you understand. understand that our children need the information, the resources, and the individuals that will help them do well to create an environment that's conducive for learning, for studying, amen, so that they can have an awesome year. And I believe in our children. I know last week I mentioned that we were going to have Dr. D on from Year Up, but due to a conflict, she was not able to be here. So if you tuned in, then you're going to hear from her. I'm so sorry, but we definitely was going to still talk about developing good study habits today. But we're definitely going to I'll bring her on later in the year, because Year Up is an awesome program which our youth leader is a part of in Atlanta. So we definitely want you to be aware of what's happening in Atlanta and around the globe. So we have three sites here in New York, and it's called Year Up. You can always go to www.yearup.org and get some information. And call us up if you have any questions or need to have us direct you to someone. When we come back, we're going into In the Hood. What's happening in your neighborhood? We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope with Minister Kim's family and friends.
I'm supposed to be stronger than this. I need your help. I gotta get this thing together. Oh God.
Looking at the walls, feeling like they're closing in on me. Scared I might fall, crazy like tripping over my own feet. What would I do if the Lord took his arms from around me? I'd succumb to the grips of the unknown.
That is happening in your hood. All we need is the information, and we'll share it on our live radio show, The Morning Glory International Voices of Hope, weekdays, Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We want you to send us a voice clip, MP3 for variable, or a video to hope@themorningglory.org. Today in the hood, we have an awesome event that's taking place right here in Harlem for all of our young people who have not had an opportunity to grab their supplies. There's going to be food, games, and bags full of supplies that we want to give out to the community. Come out to White Rock Baptist Church, 152 West 127th Street, between 7th and Lenox Avenue, between the hours of 12 to 2:30 p.m. And we thank you, Crystal Nicholson, for sharing this event with us today. Also, that's taking place tomorrow, I don't know about you, but Little Italy, right here in the Bronx, near Fordham University, that's 685 East Fordham Road. They're going to have free food out there. It's called the Pharrell Gospel Celebration. There's a tradition that goes on that you will be culturally educated on Little Italy and what takes place, not only with food, but they're going to have street performance, live music, and they're going to have kids out there doing activities and so much more. So we have a lot that's happening only on this weekend, but also I have an awesome event that is going to be taking place. I'll be leaving New York this coming Wednesday. So Kim is flying out to ATL. So shout out to all of my ATL fans. I am so excited that I am coming to your hood to visit with you from September 14th to the 21st. I'll be helping in this year's Activate Conference with Chief Activator Lucinda Forth and the Activate team. I am looking forward to meeting you, my family, and friends there. For more information, go to www.activateconference.com. Never forget that what we share here is good for everyone. Check out Dr. Oliver T. Reed, Engage Leaders Behind the Enemy. He has an awesome retreat that's taking place on September 18th through the 19th in Alton, Virginia. For more information, go to Dr. Oliver T. Reed, or also check us out on Facebook at The Morning Glory IVO Hope. Shout out to Anna Bolton Rodriguez, who invited us to attend this year's Race for the Kids 2015. That is happening on next Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Prospect Park. And it's all about the big brother, big sister of New York, Race for the Kids. I am so excited that you, Ms. Rodriguez, decided to incorporate us to be a part of this awesome event. This is truly a way that we can give back. So if you would like to donate funds, you can go to raceforthekids.org and let Anna know that you heard about her team, which is called Addis Athletes, and that you would like to take part. I thank you so much, Anna, once again, for sharing and inviting us. And don't forget, we have an awesome event that's coming up in October. Our girl, our radio angel, is going to give us more information about her upcoming VIP Chocolate and Strawberry Conversation. Guess who's coming to New York? Radio Angel, are you ready to share with our audience today what's taking place in October?
I am super, super excited. This October 16th, TIP Women Rock presents Strawberry. Wait a minute. I messed up my own name. Chocolate, Strawberries, and a Real Conversation Between Men and Women. Guess who's coming? Our very own Kimberly A. Arrington, and that's right, the man of the house, Vincent K. Harris, who is our relationship expert that you'll actually be hearing from shortly in the show. They're actually coming to New York City. Woohoo! So all the fans within the metropolitan area, New Jersey, Connecticut, New York, and yes, you Maryland guys as well, come on in on Friday, October 16th. I guarantee you, you're going to have a great and phenomenal time. You don't want to miss this conversation. And guess who is hosting? That's right, our ambassador, PIP's ambassador, LaTanya the Quarterback Rush. She'll be in town hosting this event as she did last year. She did a phenomenal job. She came back this year. She's going to do a phenomenal job as well. Listen, the cost is free, so you might as well come out. And when you come, bring a friend. Right here in Harlem, the heart of Harlem, is at the Strivers Convention Center, which is located at 226 West 137th Street, right off of Lenox Avenue. Take the 2 train to 135th Street and come on over. Woohoo! Super excited, super excited. For more information, you can go to our website, themorningglory.org, themorningglory.org. We definitely look forward to seeing each and every one of you coming out. And not to mention, you know our signature. Yes, we're going to have wings.
Yes! Those wings be good. Mm. But just the fellowship, I want y'all to really come out and support our radio angel, Kim Sutter's PIP Woman Rock. She's been doing such a phenomenal job with her organization, and I just want you to be a part of the PIP Woman Rock Chocolate and Strawberries. We're definitely going to have a great conversation. We have some great headers. They're going to really go in. If you have never heard from Vincent, Kay Harris, or Kimberly, honey, you're going to hear them, but you're going to be able to see them live. So definitely come out October 16th from the hours of 6:30 to 11 p.m. and just have an awesome time with us in the heart of Harlem, and let Kim know that you love her and you support her. Amen?
Amen.
We have one more thing that I definitely have to share. I knew that you would want to know about this information because we recently had Miss Marcella here with us. She tore it up. She tore it up, and we thank God when we were talking about a new beginning, a new you. She broke it down for us. We definitely want you to be a part of her Ladies Night Out, which is going to take place in Trinity UMC, 417 Montgomery Street, Highlight Park, New Jersey. Shout out New Jersey on Saturday, September 26th. So for more information, go to CelaBMotive@gmail.com. We're definitely going to have her upcoming event posted and our favorite page right here on Facebook, The Morning Glory, Ivy or Hope. And if you have any upcoming events that you believe that is helpful for us as we give our listeners a gleam of hope, feel free to send us your information. Again, you can do it in a video clip. You can do it in MP3 and just send it to hope@themorningglory.org, and we'll be delighted to definitely give you a shout-out and share what you're doing in your hood. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope with Minister Kim, family and friends.
Did you know that your body is made up of mostly water?
We can't live without it.
Delicious.
I can't live without my water. Water is the drink for me. I can't live without my water. And the best part, water's free.
Juice and soda are dessert.
That's why we choose water first.
Water helps us stay alive. Have some water, give me five.
Water is the best choice all the time for kids of every age.
Learn more at zubertubers.com.
Welcome, welcome back. We are in our next segment here on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope with Minister Kim, family and friends, and I'm so excited. I don't know about you, but I am delighted to have this awesome woman be a part of our segment here and the voice for our young people. That is Ms. Kimani Nash, a.k.a. Ask Kimani, in our Leadership Corner. If you have not gotten the opportunity to check out her latest blog, it is called Back to School, A Journey to a New Life. And she talks about her first few weeks attending college in Savannah State University and just how she had to transition. And as she felt like she was going through her own personal yellow brick road. So please check it out and let Kimani know how it benefited you, and if you have any other questions that you would like to ask her. But all you have to do is just ask Kimani at themorningglory.org, and she'll definitely get back to you with the answers. Amen. We are definitely loving on her. We thank God that she is your voice. So utilize her. She is here for you. Check out that blog. Go to www.themorningglory.org. And don't forget, I mentioned this earlier, if you're just tuning in, that for the next 30 days and throughout the year, we will definitely be giving back-to-school affirmations right here on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope here, as well as on our Facebook page, which is the Morning Glory Idea of Hope. And this one is for us that I'm sharing with you today, because maybe you didn't get on our fan page this morning, but our back-to-school affirmation is, we at the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope decree and declare our children will know they are loved. Here is a positive affirmation to kick off their morning. Parents, please join in and let's bring a gleam of hope to our children. And this is what we will be doing. And right behind that, we will be giving you a message. And this day, I want you to let your children know that they are loved, that you're so proud of them, that they got through another week of school. Because maybe, again, some of our children are already in school. They started in August, but they didn't. For our children here in New York who just started, you got to let them know this morning, today, that you made it through. And I thank you for striving and continuing to getting up and going to a new place and meeting new people. But you can do this because we are all in it together. So that's our affirmation for today, that you want love and you are going to be supported. When we come back, we're going to have our All About You segment. I can't wait to hear what Authenticity, Money, Ray Jenkins, and our relationship expert, V.K. Harris, has to say to us today. We'll be back.
Say, it's a new season. And it's a new day. Anointing, not the old stuff, not the old stuff, fresh anointing. Somebody say this is fresh. It's flowing my way right now. Right now is the season of power. Let the weak say I am strong and prosperity. Let the poor say I am rich.
About what they're doing, and let's talk about some of the mistakes that we women are doing while dating. Okay, all right. So, Vincent, what are some things that you have either dealt with yourself, or friends or family, or just folks out there? You know, then
comes us ladies.
Oh boy. You know what, Kimberly? When I think about these type of things.
Hey there. Thanks for joining me for another segment of Money Authentically with Ray Jenkins. So, over the next couple of weeks, I wanted to do a little Q&A. Yeah. You know, some of the conversations that I have are, they're moving. They absolutely move me because they're real-time issues. They're real-time concerns that people share with me. And their questions are absolutely legit. And, you know, it's a microcosm because the questions that they have or the concerns that they have are the same questions and concerns that many have. So I thought that I'd just take an opportunity to kind of deal with a couple of the questions that I get in my conversations. So the first question or concern that I get is that, you know, Ray, my family depends on my income. Like, if my income is short, or when my income is short, you know, I really feel pressure. I'm under pressure, you know, to get more money, to get these bills paid, get these, you know, handle my expenses, you know, and I'm really trying not to worry about it. I do try not to worry, you know, I try to go to my quiet place and, you know, I really strive not to stress, but I don't know how to fix it. I haven't figured out how to fix it. Well, again, that's a real-time concern. That's a real-time issue. And my advice to anyone that may be in that type of circumstance is simply this. First, you've got to remember that you have a source. And as you remember that you have a source, then you've got to remember that your source provides you with resources. So remember that your job, your business, or whatever avenue your money comes from or has been coming from, it's a resource. It's not your source. And what tends to happen is you get stressed out, you get worried and fearful because, and you even, believe it or not, you become rejectful. You begin to reject the very provision that you were asking for or that you're concerned about. Yeah, absolutely. It happens all the time. Without question, it's unconscious because if you're in need of help and you want the help, there's no way, no way that you would on purpose reject the provision. But you do. And you tend to do that because when you look at any resource and consider it to be a source or your source, it will fail you. It will fail you and it will frustrate you. And so if you're under pressure, my question to you is, what are you doing under there? What are you doing under there? Get from under that pressure. You have a source. And the source that you have is God, whoever you consider God to be. You know, whether it's Buddha for you, whether it's Muhammad for you, whether it's Jesus, whether it's the universe, whoever you consider God to be, God is your source. And everything else is a resource. So it would help you to eliminate stress and get from under pressure if, or should I say, when you go to your source with a confidence that you are my source. And I need your resources. And simply ask your source to share his resources with you. So, I hope that answered your question. And yeah, I mean, I could have told you things like go apply for another job. Well, if you've gone out and you've applied for 15 jobs and you still don't have one, would that answer really bless you? Would that answer really be the answer that you needed or that you wanted to hear? Of course not. Obviously, there's something going on internally that's causing a disconnect. And so if you take that advice, that will take you in the direction beyond disconnect. It'll help you start getting connected or reconnect with your source so those resources can start flowing to you again. Again, hope that helps. This is Ray Jenkins with Money Authentically. Please join us on our Facebook fan page, Money Authentically. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Awesome message today from our authentic Money Ray Jenkins Q&A. That's what it's all about in this section that she's going to be giving us. For a few weeks, she's going to be doing some Q&A, stuff that she's been getting as she works with individuals to financially get them out of the crunch. Amen. They've been asking her questions. So she's just bringing it live here. This is real talk that she's giving us. Amen. And we got to get our households in right. One of the things that we need to get right in order is our finance. So it's all about you. We continue with our very own VK, Vincent K. Harris, and Inspirational Beauty, Kimberly A. Arrington. When we come back, we're going to be talking about relationships, what women do wrong in their relationship. Do you believe women are materialistic? Right here on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope.
Hey, Grand Hustle, homie. Yeah. It's the king, partner. You know I can't leave you without hollering at you one more time, right, baby?
Let's talk about some of these things that maybe the women don't know about what they're doing, and let's talk about some of the mistakes that we women are doing while dating. Okay, all right. So, Vincent, what are some things that you have either dealt with yourself or friends or family or just folks out there, you know, Vince, yeah. Comes up, ladies.
Oh boy! You know what, Kimberly? When I think about these type of things, of course we all have our experiences. We all have things that, for some, may rub us the wrong way, and for others, it's no big deal. We kind of just like blow it off. Mm-hmm. But in my small little circle of friends and influences, one of the things that the guys talk about a lot are the women who are very, very brand conscious. We don't like that. And it's not so much that we don't like nice things. Mm-hmm. We don't like it when it gets over into materialism,
mm-hmm.
where you can point out each and everything. Like even those things that don't have labels, mm-hmm. like for an example, we all know what red bottoms are, but you don't see the brand name on the shoe.
Right.
But, you know, I saw a young lady. I was with a couple buddies of mine. And this young lady was talking about these particular sandals someone had on. First of all, sandals cost $300, $400. I had no clue. You know,
wow.
it's one-third of a shoe. I had no clue, right?
Right.
That's the first problem. Second problem is, well, how do you know that? And what I started noticing was, as we were, talking and walking, all of us, she was pointing out all these brands on these other women. I'm like, this is too much. So my whole thing is, ladies, there's nothing wrong with quality. We all want quality in all areas of our lives. Yet we don't want to be so – we don't like it when you ladies are so brand conscious that you seem materialistic. That's a major, major turnoff.
Okay. I get it. So basically, you're more into quality. You men really don't care about all that stuff as long as the woman looks nice. You know, the obviously it fits her figure very nicely, and and she looks great. I get it though. Well, you know, women, I tell you this, for those of you who love fashion or are heavily brand conscious, talk about that to your girlfriends, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do it that way, because if you're trying to really I guess, get a man to be interested in you, he could really care less about that. Is that what you're saying, Vincent? I believe that.
For sure. Absolutely. Yeah. And just to the opposite of that, and when we as men tell you that, well, hey, we're not really interested in that, and for an example, hey, listen, everybody knows, those personally realize that I'm just a Walmart guy. I feel like you can get everything from Walmart, right, including clothing. Okay, so don't tease me about my Walmart T-shirt.
I like your Walmart T-shirts. Yeah,
right.
You're right.
You know,
you're right.
My tastes aren't your taste. That's not a big deal. And in fact, I would feel some type of way if I'm looking better than my lady. What is going on here? Like, that's a personal opinion. Like, that's a personal preference. I believe my lady should always look the best, smell the best, and every time when she and I are out. So, you know, don't make a situation where I'm definitely not saying, okay, it has to be this way. No, not at all. And I'm not saying guys to dress like a bum either. At the same time, what I am saying is I personally would take pride if I'm dating someone in them looking, the lady looking far more
visually
conscious than I am.
I get it.
I'm a rugged
guy,
like really rugged.
Right. You know what I get from you, and people, you know, kind of reading between the lines, and, you know, I know Vincent here, but I'll say this too. What I really like about what you're saying also is that you don't have to wear your wealth, right?
No.
Think a lot of us, especially in our community, we wear our wealth. We wear our success on our backs. And it's nothing wrong with looking great and smelling great, but put some of that wealth, take a third of that wealth and put it into your experiences in life. Put it into something that you can invest in. We're not just here to help you get a date or get married, but we're here to help you in business and other things too. So take some of that stuff. You know, some of the wealthiest people in the world, especially in this country, and Vincent knows it to be true as well, you never see their wealth. You never see it. They have it in things that are going to stand the test of time. So my brothers and my sisters out there, look good, but don't put all your money on your back. Right? Can I say that? I like that. That's a great title.
That's a good topic.
Great topic. We'll talk about that. Wow.
Yes. What
do you want to say about that?
Well, first of all, just to reiterate, that is a fantastic title.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something that we all need to embrace within our community. And when I say our, I'm talking specifically about the Black community at this point in time. Don't wear, let me back up. Just to be specific, it's not exclusive to the Black community. There are other communities.
Right.
In fact, all communities do this. However, it seems as if it's more prevalent in the Black community. Don't wear it on your back.
Hey, Grand Hustle, homie. Yeah. It's the king, partner. You know I can't leave you without having us one more time, right, baby?
Kimberly hang out with us today. Yes, they did. So, ladies, women do wrong in a relationship. I think we can be too materialistic. That's my own opinion. I'm not judging you. But let's just think about where we're spending our money. We had Authenticity Money Ray Jenkins talk about some Q&As about money. So let's connect it together and make sure that we're living right, amen, and that we are not wearing all of our jewels, our investments, on our back, because at the end of the day, that stuff is old. You're going to want to throw it away or lose an interest in it. Let's start doing something that's long effective, amen, that leaves a legacy. So I want to thank you so much for just stopping by and being with us here today on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. I love the topic today. I hope you did. Developing good, funny habits for our children. Thank God for Radio Angel, Kim, sort of sharing some of the tips that she incorporated in her life and something she's doing with it. Her godson, Elijah, we shout you out. Brooklyn in the house, we love you and we wish you all the best. We never leave a broadcast, anything that we do, without giving you the opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. All you need to do is open up your mouth and ask God for forgiveness and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross for you and that now you have accepted him as your Lord and Savior and make him your day, amen, your lifestyle. Then that's how you know that you are saved. So we thank God for your name being written in the book of the Lamb today. We thank God that you are now part of our family. You are our brother, our sister. We do encourage you to get into a Bible teaching church, amen, that will help you along your journey as you build a relationship with God. You can always come check us out on Sunday mornings at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at Kingdom Life Temple underneath the tutelage of Pastor Dr. Thomas S. Cooper and First Lady Lynette Cooper. That is 3030 Jerome Avenue, right off of Bedford Park in the Bronx. You can also give us your information concerning the churches that you are fellowship with, and we'll definitely put it up so that others in our family can get an opportunity to visit and spend some quality time with God and fellowship with you. We love you, and always stay connected by joining our fan page at The Morning Glory IVO Hope on Facebook, and check out our website, www.themorningglory.org, for information concerning our prayer lines, Weapons for Your Soul, and prayer lines each week. God bless you. Until next week, stay blessed. We'll be that week of hope for somebody along the way. God bless you.
You're listening to the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Tim, providing you with that gleam of hope.